Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
I'm joined this morning by ECR's Chief Geologist, Adam Jones. Adam, morning. Drilling nearing completion at Davey Road. How's the campaign gone so far?
So we're just pulling out the drill rods from our second to last hole. We've drilled six holes to date. Most of them are sort of underneath, you know, between around 84 metres in depth. We hit quartz in most of them. Actually all of them, we hit some sort of quartz. We don't know, obviously, too much at the moment until we get assays or initial assays.
And tell us a bit more, Adam, about these visual indications.
Yeah, so we've seen quartz, between 30 metres and 50, 60 metres in depth. As you can see, we're drilling. I've planned the hole so we can do shallow RC drilling. And we're very close to the actual ore body, or the lode. Where I was expecting to hit it, we've achieved that success. So here we are at Davey Road. What you can see in the background here is a lot of little pits and trenches. Very shallow gold workings, most of them are less than 2 metres deep. All our soil sampling we've done here at Davey Road all points to this particular bit of a knoll here on this hill. So we believe this is where the top of the gold chute is, as I've always been describing around here in Creswick. So the gold comes up in the vein, comes up to the surface right here, and then it's eroded down in the soil over that way. And the soil, from all our soil sampling we've done over the last year here at Davey Road, there's a distribution pattern heading up to this hill. So we're just setting up here, planning on the last drill hole here at Davey Road, and we're going to collar in just over here. And I am going to, because of the trees here and that, are sort of limited to what I can drill. But what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try and drill through the top of this chute, or the supposed hypothetical chute. And hopefully we can drill sort of partly along it a little bit, just to see to work out the distribution of the gold grades a little bit more here, and see what type of grades are expected in here. So hopefully this might be a nice little hole. Just as a bit of a background as well, besides the soils here, a lot of this, you'll see the quartz on the ground here in these little piles here. So this quartz here, you can see there, it's all this rusty brown looking stuff. These have been dug out of this pit and thrown up here by the old miners. And so a lot of our rock chip samples from this material has been carrying gold. I've had stuff up to 16 grams on some of these heaps here. And in particular, I'll just show you over here, just in front of this pit, there's a little trench. So you can see a bit of an outcrop still left in here of the quartz. So you can see it in the side of this trench. So the old miners here have cut across this to sample it. And I did a rock chip off of that a year ago, and that came back at 25 grams. So there is gold around. And just as another example, I'll just show you over here. So just here, you'll see the vein in the wall here as well. And you can see by the strike pattern and the dip of it, it's dipping like that slightly. And so what I'm thinking is the main quartz trend goes through here, outlined by all these shallow workings. And you've got all these spur veins dipping into it and this way. So that's what we've been drilling here at Davey Road. We're looking for some grades. If there's grades here, at least we've got some confidence that there is something here, and we can follow up on it at a later date.
So, Adam, the next location, Cuboid Hill. Tell us a bit more about this prospect and what gives you confidence in these targets.
Yeah, so Cuboid Hill has the same sort of footprint, or the gold footprint, from Previously we've done soil sampling, rock chip sampling over Cuboid Hill and Davy Road, and both of them have the same gold footprint. So that is, we've got an arsenic halo in the soil, and we've also got gold in the soil. And then on top of that, some of our rock chips from the old Mullock dumps and the old workings, there is some outcrop in some of the trenches, and we've actually got gold in that too. So what our drill, what we actually are testing from this initial drilling is drilling directly underneath where that gold comes to surface, and that's indicated by our soil and rock chip footprint. The footprint's probably around 50 meters in strike by its surface, so all this shallow drilling is drilling underneath it. And so what we're hoping is that we might see some sort of trend in the grades when we get them back.
And just remind us, Adam, what's different about this drill program compared to what ECR's done previously at Creswick?
So we're doing RC drilling here. So all our previous campaigns, which we were using our Midas drill rig. So the Midas drill rig was diamond drilling. So diamond drilling is excellent for structural and to really see the geology. However, when we're doing this initial drilling, we want grade. So grade is king. And so we've decided to do RC drilling because it's quick, it's very cheap. It's only half the price of the diamond drilling. So if we have success with this initial RC drilling, we will plan to follow up with diamond drilling to put a bit more of a geological and structural context around the veining. But that's the reason, that's the difference between our previous drilling and current drilling we've been doing. The other thing is that we've really honed down on the geochemistry. So our initial geochemistry, that is soils and rock chips and the XRF with the arsenic halo, we've really nailed that down this time. We're really trying to define our exploration method here at Creswick. And so this is sort of like the litmus test. So if this proves a successful stage-by-stage exploration for ECR, then we can apply this same method to all the other prospects here in Creswick. And I can outline at least 10 other prospects we can try this same method on if it is successful.
Yeah, good to speak, Adam. Looking forward to further updates.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.